avatar.ir.
Intermediate 1, Unit 2, page 14 and 15. 8 unusual things successful people do every day. Where success is concerned, sometimes the smallest things make the biggest difference. Most successful people have at least one thing they do every day that they feel contributes greatly to their success. A few of these people shared their secrets for success. 1. I shift my day. I'm most creative and productive early in the morning. I used to lose this time in the rush of getting the kids out the door and getting ready for work, and then I found myself trying to remember the great idea I had as I was putting on my makeup. So now I go to sleep earlier and wake up earlier. I'm up by 4 a.m., which gives me a few hours of super productive time before the craziness of the day starts. Sally Krawcheck, CEO of Elevate. 2. When a topic intrigues me, I become almost obsessed. If I don't fully indulge my desire to search for information, my work suffers. So even though a lot of people feel it's most productive to have a predictable schedule, I try to vary my daily routine. This approach may not work for everyone, but it definitely works for me. Dr. Marla Gottschalk, industrial and organizational psychologist. 3. I ride my bike to work because it creates a stress-free time. I get my best ideas on my bike, especially in the morning on my way into the office. Unlike driving, it creates a space for me to be creative. Riding is relaxing, and it gives me time to decompress on my way home. Tanya Burke, president of Trek Travel. 4. I hand write 3 thank you cards every day on the train ride to work. That's totally old-fashioned, I know, but how do you feel about your email volume? If you're like me, even getting a thank you email can be annoying. When my staff and customers get my cards, it makes them happy, and it improves my relationships with them. But most importantly, it always puts me in a good mood. You can't be upset and grateful at the same time. Dave Kirpin, CEO of Likeable Local. 5. We have a very casual jeans and t-shirt environment at my company, but I still never leave for work without ironing my t-shirt. Yes, I iron my t-shirts. I use this simple routine to help me remember that every company needs a leader. Even in a super casual environment, the boss should look his best. Edward Wimmer, co-founder of Road ID. 6. I write for hours every day, and I also spend a lot of time talking with stressed-out CEOs. Those things are important, but they tire me out. If I'm exhausted by noon, I can't help the people who rely on me in the afternoon. So I take a break every day and poke around on YouTube, listening to old songs I love and new ones I haven't heard. Then I post a new song every day, usually jazz or rock or funk. 10 minutes spent indulging my inner DJ refuels me. Liz Ryan, founder and CEO of Human Workplace. 7. Every day I wear the same outfit and eat the same dinner. As an entrepreneur, I have to make hundreds of little decisions every day, so I try to eliminate any decisions I don't have to make. For example, I only own 5 white t-shirts. In the morning, I never need to think about what I'll wear. It's going to be a white t-shirt. I also only own 2 pairs of pants. I do the same thing with meals. I have the same dinner 6 times a week. That way, I don't have to think about what to buy or cook. The fewer decisions you have to make, the better decisions you can make. Leo Widrick, co-founder of Buffer. I update my journal to help me keep track of priorities. Journaling is easy. First, identify what's important in the various roles you play: at work, as a parent, as a spouse, and as a friend. Then, track how you're doing. I use colors to indicate how I'm doing. If I feel great about something, it's green. Yellow, it's so-so. Terrible, it's red. The key is to determine why something goes from green to yellow or red. If that happens, I think about why I had an off day and what I can do differently next time. Joel Bazgall, co-founder and CEO of Jenica.
Avatar.ir.